Angol Yevokwo Yevokwun Serpo Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear of Mary's visit to her cousin Elizabeth. And it mentions in the Bible immediately following the news, the good news that she will conceive and bear a child named Christ Jesus from the archangel Gabriel. She runs to her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant with John the Baptist. And the gospel says that when Mary's voice is heard by Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth, John the Baptist, jumps for joy. And the church fathers, when they read this gospel reading, they see it and they understand it as John the Baptist being the first person to worship Christ. In the Shadagans and the hymns of the Armenian church, they write, "You are the worshiper of Christ from womb to womb." Horovaine, horovaine. I sing in argante, argan. From womb to womb, you worship Christ. And this is also because, most likely, John the Baptist, even in the womb, felt the presence of God near him. He worships him. And in the Armenian, we use the word for worship, yegir vakutyun. Yegir vakutyun, which means yegir, ground or earth, and bakel, which in classical Armenian meant bachel, to kiss. We all hear this word often, bachitur. Bachiturinzi, you know, give me a kiss. Bachel. And so he goes and he worships. This is what we do when we worship. We go and we lower our entire body to the ground in honor and in recognition of Christ's presence, his strength, and his authority in this world. And perhaps also John the Baptist realized, again, in the womb, that God, who is in heaven, is bringing heaven to earth, and in turn will raise earth up to heaven. Christ is the link which joins heaven and earth together. Christ is the very one who unites the temporal with the eternal. And this is an important concept, what heaven and earth is. In English, heaven and earth mean totally different things than what they mean in Armenian. In Armenian, the words are yegink and yegir. And as I said in Armenian, when I was learning Armenian years ago, I would always confuse these two words. I would always confuse them because they sound so familiar, so similar. Thank you. Yegink and yegir. And I eventually learned them. But in the ancient world, there was a belief that heaven and earth, the entire world, was created by four elements: fire, wind, water, and dirt, or earth. And so they believed that two of these elements were in heaven, up above, in the sky. Fire and wind. And these two words in Armenian, yergu, ink, which means two things, turned into yergink. They would also say that the world was created by two things, water and dirt. And so yergu, ir, or two things again, yegir. And so only when the world, when the heaven and the earth were combined, then we were in completion. Then we were united, then we were one. Christ is the one that unites these worlds together. And he brings them together, and we do this in worship. This is why in the Armenian church, you'll see in a little while, the deacons will go from one side of the altar to the other side of the altar. It's not for a nicer view. It's not because it's cooler on one side and the air conditioning starts on the other, which I don't know where it is now. It's a little warm, but I understand. What ends up happening is we have Christ, who is seated on the altar in a chalice, and that represents Christ on his throne, seated and looking out to each and every one of us. And so the deacons go to one side of the altar, and they remember what are called the church triumphant, those who already triumphed over this world, those who have already defeated evil and sin in this world and have received their crowns of glory. And so they stand on this side, on the right hand of Christ, and they read all the names, all of the saints and martyrs and patriarchs. And then they go to the other side, the left hand of Christ. And they worship and they remember all of those who are the church militant. Us. Those who are still fighting the battle. Those who are still arguing against Satan and fighting and warring against him and all the evils and injustices in this world. And they stand here and they remember each and every one of us. And it is at that time that these two churches unite in Holy Communion, in Holy Father. And that is why we do this every Sunday. These chairs that are empty now are not empty, but they are filled with generations of Christians before us who are here with us and worshiping with us. Worship is not confined to only lowering our heads and kissing the ground. Worship, especially in the Eastern churches, we use all five senses. We use our sight in worship. We use our hearing in worship. We use taste, the sense of taste when we receive Holy Communion. We use a sense of smell when we have the purva, the incense, go around the church. And we have the sense of touch. And as I said in Armenian, touch, because we hug one another, we kiss one another during the Divine Liturgy, during Father. Of course, now in the pandemic, we don't necessarily do that, but again, we're Armenian, and you can't keep us away from each other. We still hug and kiss and greet each other after Badarach's over. But this idea of worship is not confined to just one movement, but our entire being, our entire essence. This is why the greatest form of worship is following God's will, is doing what God wants. This is why Christ teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, in the Our Father, he says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This means that when we do God's will, we are bringing heaven on earth. We are creating an atmosphere and a place for God to reside. And it also shows and demonstrates that we trust him and what will happen. We don't know what will happen in the future. We all are in horrible situations now. All of us have issues. We have disease. We have sickness. We have many, many other catastrophes that occur. But doing God's will, as ironic as it may seem, as against our understanding as it may be, and as against our own will as it probably is, we still say, "I trust you. I trust that whatever will happen will be for the good. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know it will." Just as Christ followed the will of the Father to this cross, and the disciples said, "How is this good?" They did not realize that ultimately there is the resurrection. So as we leave the sanctuary and the church today, I ask and I pray that as we go into the real world and we leave this church, we do not let worship stop at the doors, but that worship infuse, imbibe, and intertwine in everything that we do in this life. That we use our five senses for worship. We use the way we live as an example of worship. And that in every interaction that we have with other people, we worship Christ. Because it is through us, and only through us now, that God's will become a reality in this world. And that only in that way we can make heaven a true place on earth.